Blog Talk Radio. waiting for her to dial into the show. We're on the air now.
Welcome to the Jackie Coley Radio Show. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in Cairo, Palestine, France. Je suis Charlie. Je suis Africa. We have returning to our show a wonderful guest, saxophonist. You just heard the melodic, constructive, soulful sounds of Joyce Spencer out there in Houston, Texas. Joyce, are you out there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome back
me?
To the Jackie Coley Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much.
Glad to have you back. A lot has happened since our last visit about a year ago, which is unbelievable.
Has it been a year?
I'm just going to let you take it away and tell us about Keep It Simple. Then we'll start talking about some other things.
Okay. Well, Keep It Simple is from my first CD. And the title of the first CD, Sweet Dreams, and that was one of the tracks from that one. And when I wrote it, it's one of those things you compose quickly, and it's designed just to be a simple jam, something you can groove to, sit back and groove to. And that's how that particular track evolved. So, and just keep it simple. A lot of times we were just too complex in our lives, you know, just the basics. And
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, it sounds a little kind of who are the artists in there that kind of inspiring your saxophone playing there? It sounds like you're being inspired by someone in particular on that particular tune. Anyone in particular?
No, I was just being me.
Okay.
There was no one. I wasn't.
You know how artists go. You know, we may hear something, you know, from an old artist, and we subconsciously get, you know, inspired by a particular note, a particular phrasing, a particular style. And I thought I heard something in there. Thought you might, you know, share the same.
When Vince, you know, because I wasn't thinking of any particular artist at the time, but when
mm-hmm.
you're a person who has been exposed to anything from every style of jazz you can imagine, and rhythm and blues, even classical,
right?
Just you know, you have so many things in your head, and even in college. Studying classical music from Gregorian chant to modern period, you have a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of stuff in your brain. So there's always a possibility that your memory bank brings up something, but it's not because you were. It wasn't because I was thinking of a particular artist. It was just,
right.
I think we just have so much in our brain, so much we've picked up in our lives in terms of music and style. And that's why sometimes people who are classically trained, also trained in jazz, pop music, blues, or what have you, they compose some things that sometimes combine the styles. And that's why I like
right,
fusion,
right.
you know, jazz fusion, because it combines several styles. And that's
do you consider yourself a fusion
me.
Artist?
I'm a multi-genre artist. That's what I consider myself.
Well, I know that. I know you're multi-genre, but for the new fans that you've been amassing lately, they may consider you a fusion artist, kind of like a Pat Metheny of the saxophonist.
Well, yeah. I mean, I like the freedom that fusion offers me, that you can sort of think like cool jazz. Era, the cool jazz era, the Miles Davis, and you can
mm-hmm.
Play outside the court. It doesn't have to be predictable. That's a good word.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be
exactly
when I'm playing fusion. Whereas when I'm playing something popular, a pop song, or something that's a basic 1-4-5 one chord, you don't want to play. You know what I mean. You don't want to play those strange
right.
notes. It doesn't fit. But when you in that particular style of music, and even in straight ahead jazz, if you John Coltrane and Eddie Harris and those guys, I like how they ventured into that. So I can do that. And of course, more modern would be Weather Report and Billy Cobham,
right,
Herbie
exactly.
Hancock. They started.
Oh, love Herbie Hancock.
Yeah.
Especially
so,
his early stuff in the 70s.
I mean.
So, yeah. Yeah, he definitely played outside the notes back in the 70s.
Yeah, you can just venture out and do some really interesting things and feel it. And blues can do that too, but not like fusion, in my opinion. That's my opinion. Because you can take blues.
Right, right.
You
don't play the blues too often, do you?
No, I don't, but I do play some. I mean, there's so much variety of blues, you know. I can, you know, like Duke Ellington has his style of blues. You have a shuffle, you have a swing, or... you have more of a rock style. So the Duke Ellington 12-bar blues may be a little bit different from, what's his name? Ray Charles, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your Ray Charles and your Duke Ellington. So you can do that because blues is, you know, same 12-bar progression, but maybe with a different rhythmic feel to it. And so you
exactly.
bring that variety. So I like that, you know, to not medium swing, fast swing, more of a ballad, bluesy, down home South Louisiana, Mississippi blues. You have
exactly.
that variety.
And you feel comfortable with playing that very deep, complicated, colorful type of jazz, I mean blues, where it's kind of digging deep into your soul. You know, it takes a special
oh, yes.
type of persona to dig deep like
I'm
that.
Mm-hmm. I love doing that. I mean, and I'm also very comfortable, you know, because, you know, I'm comfortable doing it with it because it matches my life experience.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sometimes life is a little bluesy. And
that's
and
right,
all
it is.
The, yeah.
I can attest to that.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. You can. I think that, in my opinion, a musician can play anything that they have experienced in their life.
Exactly.
And it comes through the music, and they'll come to me, oh, I didn't know you could play like that. You may not look like you've had a hard life because you're not only a survivor, you are victorious. But you still, you know, God gave us all a memory. You still remember, and I think you can bring it up to the surface when you want to. And
exactly.
And even because I play gospel music, praise and worship music as well, and I know how to switch into that mode because it comes from the heart. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of times when you're playing, you can be, music is so spiritual that you can do some things and go back and listen to it, and you have to figure out how you did it. You can't
exactly.
remember how you did it. Because even I played a concert last year, and I was playing a cover tune that's coming up on my next CD. It's by Billy Cobham, entitled AC/DC. And I was doing
okay.
a solo soprano set. And my husband said he thought it was a sound effect from the sound man. I said, no, that was me. And he said, how did you do it? I said, I have no idea. I went back. I tried to figure it out. Until this day, that's why I say music is spiritual, because you can do something
right.
while in the middle of it. And I can't, honestly, I can't figure out how I did it. But my fingers
mm-hmm.
were moving, and I was into it, and I just let everything just flow. So, it is what it is. That's why sometimes you can, even when I wrote a flute piece, it's a more of a fusion or funk piece on my next project called New Phase. And it was
okay.
in my head, so I picked up my flute right away, started playing it and recorded it. Then I went back and transcribed it and picked the chords out and worked it out that way. So sometimes things are coming so fast in my head, I have to hurry up and record it and then figure it out.
Right, later. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think on our last show we had, you know, spoke briefly about, you know, your spirituality, music, and faith, and which leads me to our next subject topic. The awards have been coming in. 2014 was a good year for you. Tell me about the Black Women in Jazz Awards and how you got hooked up with them.
I think that Black Women in Jazz, the founder is Shea Battle, and she discovered me on Facebook. She reached out to me on Facebook. That's a better word, not discovered. But anyway, reached out to me on Facebook. And when the nominations came out, the link was posted all over Facebook, and I shared it. And out of that, nominations came. And then the first round is just nominations. The second round are the finalists. And then the winners are announced. And I was I got Black Women in Jazz, Best Saxophonist, Female Saxophonist of the Year, 2014. And this
Mon
year...
Congrats, Joyce.
And then this year, I'm up for two slots, Best Flutist, Jazz Flutist of the Year. And
is that your first major flutist award?
Yes, it is. That's the first nomination for flute. It's my very
wow.
first.
Wow. So I'm going to presume that you're probably going to pick that flute up and,
well, you know,
and see if it's just, would get an album out of that.
Well, you know, the thing is, saxophone, I've always considered my first instrument. And
uh-huh.
when I came back into the music scene and professionally in 2010, it was just the saxophone, the alto sax. Then I added soprano,
okay.
tenor. And then something said, pick up the flute. So, but my flute, you know, had been more than 20 years since I'd played, and she was in such poor shape, I decided to buy another one. And I was amazed.
What kind of flute do you have out there now?
I have a Sonora flute and
okay.
an intermediate. It's not professional. It's not a Haynes. It's not a Mamatsu.
It's okay.
I'm an indie artist trying to make it, so I get what I can deal with. But as you can see,
okay,
that group has done me well, you know, like somebody
yes.
The artist behind it. But anyway, so it's not, you know, a $10,000 flute, but, you know,
well,
you
know,
you
know, that's some of us, you know, kind of pride ourselves on that. On that high quality, quote end quote.
Well, I mean, you want that
price tag.
If you have to wait until everything is perfect, you will never get anywhere. So,
right.
You know, the alto sax I'm using is over 30 years old. It's still in great shape, and
it sounds wonderful, Joyce. It really does.
Yeah, I'm just doing the best I can with what I have, and I just keep evolving. You know, it's just like having a baby. If you keep waiting till everything's perfect, you will never have one. You know,
we
can't afford it right now. Well, if you're waiting and you have it all together, that's what I believe. You can't wait till everything is perfect to get started. You have to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, add one layer at a time and just keep moving.
That's right. That's right. You got to keep it moving. But let's get to those GHP Radio Virtual Awards out there. How'd you get so you had said that you were discovered by Black Women in Jazz on Facebook. Let's talk a little bit about how the Facebook utility, and is it beneficial? Is it not beneficial? Do you believe that if Facebook was not around, would you have been nominated for the Black Women in Jazz Award? Because I think that's a very interesting relationship there, construct to look at for musicians, considering that, you know, performing live, being a session player or writing for other musicians is basically more guaranteed income for the indie artists versus selling music, because selling music is very difficult now. Let's talk about that for a quick minute, and let me get your observation on that.
On selling music?
No. Well, I gave you a kind of convoluted question there, but I wanted to bring it to the Facebook component. You said you were discovered by Black Women Jazz Awards by Facebook, which led to your next award or nomination with JHP Radio. So I want to talk about the Facebook aspect of, if Facebook was not here, do you think you would have been nominated with the Black Women Jazz Award without the Facebook utility?
Well, maybe not, because when I think about it, it was Joan Cartwright of Women in Jazz South Florida who said, who referred me to the page, to the Facebook page. And when I went to that page, I liked the page, and then Shea Battle reached out to me, I guess, after she saw my profile, and the relationship started there. So I don't think it would have happened if it weren't for that. And I think not only for me, but even for Black Women in Jazz and Fine Arts, the founder Shea Battle has been able to use Facebook to not only reach out to me, to many other people as well, and use it as a platform in which to promote her model, because she is the founder, and this is the second year. So has it been?
That's the one we are trying to get on the show here? Is that the one we're going to reach out to?
That was Joan Cartwright. I tagged her on your post. Joan Cartwright is the she's an advocate for women in jazz, and especially composers. She's written books.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to talking to her.
Yeah, so hopefully she saw my tag, and she'll reach out to you. But, no, that's Joan Cartwright. But then you have another outstanding woman, Shea Battle, where her dream to provide, you see, the statistics show that Black women in jazz, and even composers for that matter, are at the bottom of the list. You're at the very bottom of the poll.
Well, I want to talk to her as well.
Yeah, and we need to. And so she's not a musician. She's a lover of music, and she sat there and she started Googling, searching for things like that, and couldn't find anything. So, and not only women, we're at the bottom. But when you break that down again, black women at the bottom, when you consider that jazz was originated in the black community, it's kind of strange that black women are at the bottom.
That is strange.
It is strange.
Wow, I never, that's something that's new. I'll even look into that. That's very interesting.
Well,
you know, with Google, I've learned so much about Google over the past 4 years with respect to descriptive statistics, Joyce. You know, things are so convoluted with Google right now, and there's a lot of politics involved with those statistics and how people are coming up in their search engines. Sometimes it's beneficial to come up at the end or not at the first page or the first highlight, because I have found that the folks that are coming up in the first highlight aren't worth a damn. So maybe, you know, we maybe, a little soul searching out there, keep on hitting that next button, you find that pot of gold, and that's when they find you and some of these other incredible, you know, women, black women, you know, jazz musicians, composers, and artists. So, you know, not coming up first doesn't mean a thing to me, you know, because, you know, if you want to find the gold, you got to dig for that gold, baby. You got to dig for it.
Yes,
let's talk about that GHP award, because we're kind of running out of time here.
Sure.
I guess, you know, my era, I think with Blog Talk Radio, they've been having some difficulties, you know, with their scheduling. I'm not sure. Is it 5:30 out there or is it 6:30?
It's 5:30. And
it's 5:30. No wonder. Yeah, you know, Blog Talk. We had this issue before. That's why I say, you know, I send the countdown clocks because I'm not quite sure what Blog Talk is doing out there. I'm not sure if they're based it on an Eastern Standard Time clock or Central clock. And I think in this particular case, they probably based it on Eastern.
I will not stand you up. I mean, I'm all over Facebook inviting my friends, so you know, so I'm afraid a lot of people are not listening because they think it's going to be at 6 o'clock. So I apologize for that.
Oh, that's no problem. You know, they have the archive. We can always archive the transcript to them, which a lot of people did on your last show. You had well over 1,000 people archive your last transcript, Joyce. So hopefully we'll get more out there for you. Before we, you know, disconnect, let's talk about GHP.
Okay. But GHP Radio, I was nominated in several categories, and I won Best Groove featuring saxophone on Keep It Simple, which is the track you were playing earlier. So, and it is an online award, and it was held online. All of the winners log in on Skype, and we and as the winners were announced, then we, of course we were we would come on Skype and give our acceptance speech, if you will. And so it went very well, and that was by GHP Radio, which is owned by iTrack Radio. And GHP Radio is, the president of GHP is Gary Fuston, which is also under the auspices of iTrack Radio, which is owned by Edward McDaniel. And those two, I have an independent artist festival coming up on Valentine's Day in Oklahoma City. And
oh, wonderful.
So
are you the headliner?
There are several of us.
Are you one of the headliners?
One of them.
Wonderful.
Right. And, so we're going to Oklahoma City Independent Artists Festival. And everything that you're hearing, you can go to my website, joycespencermusic.com, and check my event schedule. But Independent Artists Festival concert in Oklahoma City. And we're going to do that on Valentine's Day. It's going to be an awesome event. And so I'll be traveling to Oklahoma for that, and I'll be featured there. David McLaurin will be there, Yvonne Jay, Gary Fuston, several of us. Who did I leave out? See, I hate that. I might forget somebody's name. But I am so looking forward to that, because these are artists that I've been communicating with and talking to over the years.
Right. Let me ask you, before, you know,
Sure, go ahead.
How often have you gotten outside of the country?
To perform?
Yes.
I haven't yet, but I am working.
Is that
going to
be one of your goals this year? I think people need to hear you outside the country, Joyce.
Oh, I agree. You see, the CD project, honestly, is taking a whole lot longer than I thought. You know, you have your plans, and then life says I had a different plan. So I'm in the final
stage
of this. You know how you have to keep tweaking it a little bit and a little bit. So I'm waiting on that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And because once that is done, I have a few people that I will contact. I'm even reading. I've been approached by a couple of publicists and agencies, and what I like to do is sit quietly and read and do my research, due diligence, if you will, and make decisions. But then while I'm doing that, I continue to develop myself. Because I think agency, whether it's a booking agency, management, label, in these times they're looking for artists who are already developed, who are already established to some degree. Because it's so much work, and budgets are not there. Let's just face it, budgets are not there. So it's incumbent
upon
you to develop yourself. So you say, hey, booking agency, and they say, well, what do you have? And then you got something to show. And so I continue. I'm not saying I'm there. But what I'm saying is that I'm always working on improving myself. Like I always say, I stop waiting to be discovered and discovered myself. It's time to move.
Exactly.
Do something.
Exactly. Well, you know what? I think it's going to happen sooner than you think. I believe me, I do know, I can definitely empathize with you with respect to, the developing stage, whatever that means. Because the developing stage varies from artist to artist. Some folks have all the breaks, and they're developed when they're really not developed. I won't name any names. Then we have, the artists, a lot of the indie artists who, in my opinion, are so much more talented than some of these major artists out there who probably couldn't even identify a C-sharp if it was, tattooed on their head. There's this huge divide. And then you have, the major labels always trying to tap into the indie community for concepts and ideas, which makes me very angry. I think, Joyce, 2015, 2016 is going to be a good year for you. And I'm definitely going to be, keeping an eye out on you. Before we close out, do you have any announcements for your fans?
Oh, just again, I appreciate fans, supporters, friends, family for everything that you do. If you want to find out what I'm doing in the future, where I'm going to be, please sign up for my mailing list at joycespencermusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, MySpace, all the major social networks. Please connect with me. And if you go and sign up for my mailing list today, I will send you Sweet Dreams free, just for signing up for my mailing list, from my first CD, Sweet Dreams. So go to my website to get that information, and I'll be happy to send that track to you.
And we enjoy to have you once again, Joyce, to start off 2015 on a positive note. Congratulations on your 2014, and we will keep an eye out on your new CD and your show in Oklahoma City. And you take care out there and have a blessed evening.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.